This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A judge sentenced former State Senator Sonia Jaquez Lewis to probation over attempts to mislead the Colorado Senate Ethics Committee. Lucas Brady Woods reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
Jaquez Lewis was convicted of four felonies earlier this year for forgery and attempting to influence a public servant. The former Democratic senator from Longmont fabricated letters of support last year during an ethics investigation into alleged mistreatment of her staff. At her sentencing, Jaquez Lewis claimed she never intended to deceive anyone. But Denver District Court Judge Anita M. Schutte didn't buy it.
That lack of responsibility, both in your testimony and your statement here today, by indicating that it was a simple mistake, is somewhat concerning to me.
Jaquez Lewis was given 2 years of probation. She'll also have to complete 150 hours of community service and pay a $3,000 fine.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Colorado's largest celebration of the queer community will move this year to Denver's 16th Street. Pride Fest's usual spot, Civic Center Park, will be closed for renovations. The festivities will last just 1 day instead of two on Sunday, June 28th, the same day as the parade. Kim Salvaggio leads the center on Colfax.
Right now, we're looking at around where the clock tower is, all the way up through Broadway. And then we're activating some of the side streets to hold certain stages.
The Pride Parade will travel 17th Avenue again this year because of Colfax construction. A total lunar eclipse will be visible in Colorado early tomorrow morning. It begins at 4:04 a.m. This is CPR News and KRCC.